Now, on my travels around the Festival of Education at Wellington College, it doesn't really start properly till about 10:15. Yeah. It was going to start at 9 a.m. with Michael Gove, but unfortunately he couldn't be here today. Yeah, a lot to deal with.
Yes, so hope he gets it right too. He seems to me to be, in my opinion, he's getting it right.
Now, the soft voice you can hear that I'm talking to is Roger Shaw, and I was impressed when I looked on Roger Shaw's badge. It said the RSA, and you were explaining that's a company that
I used to run my own company, Roger Shaw Associates.
So it's not to be confused with another RSA that some other people may have heard of. So Roger, we're standing here outside a fantastic building, the theatre,
Christopher Lee Theatre,
Christopher Lee Theatre, and you've come here specifically because you want to the first talk. Today.
Well, Rod Little I like. I read him in the Times. He makes me laugh. Yeah. He's rude.
provocative?
Utterly provocative. Yes. It's what he does for a living. And I love it. So I'm seeing him, seeing David Starkey, and then I'm seeing Steve Jones, who I've heard a lot on the radio, the biologist.
You're going to have to enlighten me a little bit. I do read the Sunday Times, but Rod Little's not a name I've heard of.
He's the main columnist in the centre page. He does a little bit like, I don't think he'd like me to say that, like a bit like a Jeremy Paxman or Jeremy Clarkson.
Right,
Provocative. Yeah. Takes and a subject.
Political commentator or...
General.
General things.
As I read him.
So you came here around, and noticed you pulled your car up at the same time as me.
I did.
To get here and hear Rod Little.
Yes.
We also mentioned David Starkey. Now, he's another one who...
Yes.
Some of his opinions
have been
controversial as well at times. Yeah.
Wonderful. Yeah. The other one is Claire Fox is chairing a session. And years ago, Claire Fox was in the Revolutionary Communist Party with my son, Andy Shaw, and his wife, Maxine Caswell. Yeah. So I'm actually wondering if, after it, I might just pop over and say... Because she's on the radio a lot. She's on that Moral Maze.
Yes.
And I like her very
much. Radio 4.
On Radio 4, correct. Yeah.
So... it's interesting, you've picked three people there that have all been linked to, have provocative or controversial views.
Yes.
Do you think that there is a place for people to get on their soapbox and provoke people?
Yes. I thought Catherine Balibasinghe last year, the teacher who got fired.
Oh, Catherine Birbal Singh. Yeah, yes, yeah.
And she was mesmeric.
Yeah.
No wonder they fired her. They couldn't keep her. They couldn't tolerate somebody of such... force, yes. But last year there was Joel Klein, who was the head of the U.S. New York State system. He was brought in to turn it round, and he was brilliant. He just stood there 45 minutes and talked. And the trick he had, not a trick, they gave parents money. The parents could spend the money in the school of their choice.
Right.
And it revolutionized.
Uh-huh.
Took him 10 years because the unions... blanketed him for 2 years, refused to do anything. It was very interesting.
One name you haven't mentioned today is Toby Young. Is that a name that you've
Yes, I do. Yeah? I do know. May I have to confess, I'm a rugby nut, so I'm going back to Washington play South Africa. So I'm just doing the morning.
But he's speaking at 10:55 this morning.
I have chosen.
You'll have a clash with.
I've had a clash.
Something else.
Something else.
But Toby Young is associated with the Free Schools Initiative.
Yes, I know. It's been very difficult to choose.
Have you? Is that
the 10:55 is the Claire Fox one? Because I'd like to see
that. So you're being pulled in different directions.
It's a rich choice.
Do you have any particular? Would you say that some of your opinions now about education are formed by some of these people like Rod Little,
not
David
Rod
Starkey?
Little, no, but by the Joel Kleins of this world. The head here, Selzner, Anthony Selzner, is a super speaker. He writes too, and I love his very modern views about creativity and happiness, all these sorts of, if you like, soft things, which I think are so important. But may I just tell you one brief story? I came here last year, and I was walking across the cricket pitch, and this tall, athletic chap said, "Can I help?" Because all the students are helping. I said, "Yes," and I walked. He said, "I'll take you to the theatre." I said, walking across this pitch is magic. The sun was out. I said, is it wonderful to be here? He said, it's wonderful. Yeah. I said, I didn't mean to feed him words, do you feel privileged being here? He said, absolutely privileged. My parents could not afford to send me here. I'm on a bursary. I said, for sport, yes, rugby and cricket. And he said, it's fantastic.
And we're just running out of time now, but I'd concur with that. The three students I've encountered so far and have asked them directions, they are fantastic ambassadors for the college.